Hi, I'm the switch-bidding demon dom, succubus mistress, and you just called on me because you decided you need to affirm your man card. So, you say you want me to be your submissive little slut? Mm-hmm. You've got plans to use me as fuckmate and humiliate me. Sure, buddy. I'll be your naughty little slut. Oh, you want me on my knees. Ooh, okay. Sure, pal, that's fucking hot. So you want me on my knees? Uh-huh. Yeah, down here? Just like this? I kneel with a feral grin on my face as you stiffen your back and tell me just how things are gonna go. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're the man in charge. Then you undo your belt buckle, wrapping the buckle end around your hand and giving it a quick wave in the air. Oh, holy fuck! A real man! With a real belt! Hey, is that Nogahyde? Oh, sorry, you were serious. yeah, okay, master? I stifle a giggle, watching you fumble with your zipper. Roger that, master, you're gonna teach me a lesson, yeah! Turning around, you give me a great view of your ass and tell me to crawl over to you and serve my new master. Yes, sir, I chirp happily, crawling over to you. You feel something long and wet slip between your cheeks. I hear you groan loudly and snicker to myself. My laughter throws you off, focusing on getting your ass licked. My voice a little too close to your ear for me to possibly be doing what you ordered me to do. What the heck? You turn and see me, standing upright and grinning from ear to ear. You can still feel something wiggling in your ass crack. Suddenly, it slips inside you and grows in length and girth. You try to turn around, but I grab your shoulders and push you down forcefully. What the fuck is that? You yell. I cackle and give you one hard thrust, my claws raking across your back. That, I begin, is what I'm going to fuck you with, you ignorant fuckface. Sure, the neighbors can hear you screaming from three houses down, but your neighbors don't like you, and neither do I. Which is why I'm going to enjoy giving you my demon dick and making you my sissy slave. I finish you off with a very humiliating cum-eating task that you complete, although not entirely of your own will. You return to work the next day looking like something ran you over and waddling like something ran into you. Exiting the elevators, you reach the front desk and you see a familiar face. Good morning, she says sweetly. Your knees buckle and you rush into your office and lock the door. What? Switch baiting is a really fun way to implement a plot twist. Do you like the story? Want to know how it ends or where you begin or how hard it's going to be able to walk for you the next day? Call me. Dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Goddess Brighton. Don't forget the lube.